What's the current tour you guys are doing? Where are you going to be going?
Well, currently for the rest of the year, we have limited dates, I would say. You can check it out at brettmichaels.com. That's where they're all listed. We have a couple of just fly-in shows, like on the 18th, we're in Lemoore, California, September 18th, that is. And, shoot, right off the top of my head, I don't remember any other ones. But right after that, like, we're going to be in, like, Georgia. We got 2 weeks out on the bus. I wish that I had the schedule written down right in front of me so I could tell you. Yeah, we're going to be, like, 2 weeks out on the bus, and then we have, for the rest of the year, we just have a couple of fly-in shows. And from what I hear, there's going to be a nice big tour planned for next year.
Okay. This is probably a stupid question. Any idea how big, like a world tour or just staying in the United States kind of big, hitting every city twice?
I actually haven't heard yet. I'm still waiting to hear. I'm trying to get that information. If I was to assume, I think it would be, you know, a big summer outdoor amphitheater type, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Not too big. Probably staying in the country then.
I mean, yeah, U.S., maybe Canada. Yeah, I know, actually, October 17th, we're going to be in Mexico with Skid Row and a couple other bands.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Skid Row's awesome.
Yeah, Skid Row's great.
You guys have any new material in the making? Anything we should look forward to?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Currently, we're writing new songs. Brett's always writing. Like, whenever we're out on tour on the bus, he's always in the back of the bus just with an acoustic guitar and a lyric sheet out, and he's writing down words and coming up with chords and doing his thing like he does, you know?
Well, what about you? How are your songwriting skills?
I can add a few things here and there.
You just kind of feed off everybody else.
Yeah, you know, basically, as far as I'm concerned, it's like, if someone comes up with something, then I'm able to take my bass and run with it.
All right. Yeah.
I'm not very good at the whole music theory type thing.
Gotcha. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. Me and a friend of mine, we play around in a studio built in his house. I'm kind of the same way. He says, give me a melody or give me a couple of lyrics or something, and we'll just build off of that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's all it takes is, you know, one idea, and one idea skyrockets into a whole mountain of things.
Yeah, because we actually made a lot of progress. We were playing around with stuff the other day, and it's all good.
Right.
Yeah, I can't wait to finish it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, when I do, you're so going to have to check it out. What other projects have you been in? You know, bands and stuff like that.
Well, back in the day, I was, I say back in the day, but that was 1998, so.
Oh, that was my day too, so it's all good.
Yeah, I actually played drums for a really super heavy industrial Christian band out of New York. They were called Clank. They're actually in the makings of coming back out. So, and if anyone ever heard of them before, then check them out again, because they'll be back. You know, they've talked to me about coming to actually play bass for them instead of drums this time, but I don't know if that'll happen. I would love to, but I got, you know, so much else on my plate with Brett and Evic and, you know, the wife.
Well, married life on the road. How's that working out?
Oh, it's great. It's great. She loves it. She comes out to shows, and yeah, I met her while I was doing this, and she understands what's going on, and you know, I'm a good little boy on the road, so it's all good.
Well, I guess the best thing you can have is, you know, if you're gonna be married or have kids, you know, they gotta love to be on the road.
Right.
What else you got up your sleeve, if anything?
Up my sleeve, pretty much. Nothing spectacular. I'm really not that exciting. I just, I go with the flow. I do what I do, and, you know, I know Evic's got a bunch of different, projects. I don't know if you've, explained to your listeners or not about Evic, but still want to check them out. It's EVICK.com.
Okay. I will write that down. Gonna check that out when we get done with all of this. So,
go to iTunes. We've got a bunch of original stuff on iTunes. And,
I don't do iTunes.
You don't do iTunes.
I know. I suck. I don't do iTunes.
Well, you know, Amazon's got it. There's a whole bunch of different music sites that have our stuff on it.
I will just Google it. Old school and Google it.
Yeah. Google's the best way to go.
Yeah, well, if you know exactly what you're looking for, you can find just about anything.
Right. Except for me, apparently. That's a little inside joke. We won't tell anybody about that.
Okay. Couple more fan questions, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
What is the hardest solo you've played? As I don't think there's a whole lot of bass solos, but when they are, if you have a good bass player, they're pretty cool.
The hardest solo that I've played?
Yeah, it's
every night that I play with Brett and he starts Unskinny Bop, that's the hardest solo that I've ever played, because I don't have anything permanent that I do.
Okay.
I just kind of, every night is different, I make it up off the top of my head, and it's very nerve-wracking.
Well, it sounded really great when I heard it. I could tell what you were playing, which is kind of what you're going for.
That's all credit to our sound man. He's pretty good. He can pull things out, even if I'm just not really playing a note, you know.
A lot of people think that because Brett Michaels has started this, his own little solo project, a lot of people think it's the end of Poison. What do you have to say about that?
I have not heard word that is the case. Yeah, Brett has been in Poison since they started, and he'll stay in Poison until all of them are gone. You know what I mean? I hate to say it that way, but Poison is Poison, and Poison will always be Poison.
I am glad to hear that, because I am a Poison fan. That's how I got turned on to the whole Brett Michaels thing, and guitar hero, like we said earlier.
Right.
I am such a nerd. I game all the time. It's ridiculous. I need a hobby or a life of some kind. All right. Another question, and it has nothing to do with anything. They want a good clam chowder recipe.
A good clam chowder recipe?
Yeah.
Wow.
Our news guy likes clam chowder, I guess.
Go to your local grocery store and buy Campbell's.
I didn't know Campbell's made clam chowder.
Yeah. It's Campbell's thick and chunky. New England style. Good stuff. Normally, like, I like to cook a lot. I don't know. I watch a lot of the Food Network and all that kind of stuff. Like, I'll sit at home and I'll just make up recipes, but I haven't gotten into the soups yet. So as soon as I do, I'll let you know.
All right. Well, I cook a little bit too, you know, cereal, toast, microwave diva. I'm kidding.
Eating mac, you know.
Ramen noodles.
Once again.